everyone. Welcome back to the Career and Life Hacks podcast for busy people, where, like every session, we'll spend 5 minutes talking about one thing that will help you with more success in your career and in your life. I am Joanne Ekden, the host, author of Make Your Job Great and creator of the Team Maximizer Framework. So for the last few sessions, we've talked about building your network, creating your own advisory board, seeking out mentors and sponsors and such. It's all good stuff, teaching you about what you can do to build the support system. But today I want to spend our time together sharing three real-life stories that demonstrate just how powerful these can be for you and your career. All three of these are true stories that have happened in the last few weeks, but I'm not going to share any names so that we can protect their privacy, okay? So the first story is about a guy that I've known for a few years. We've never worked together, but we volunteered on some community projects and we cross our paths in a lot of different local tech events. He's a software developer, you know, he writes code. But now he's working in a startup and he's trying to write the copy on the website for their product. So he's an engineer that has to learn marketing by jumping in the deep end. He asked me to take a look at the website and let him know what I thought. So I looked at the headline on the site, and that made me think of a service that I thought was what they were offering. And then I looked at the rest of the website and really tried to figure out what they were really offering. And it took a bit because the site was just full of this techno babble, and I really had a hard time figuring it all out. So when I met with him, I told him this. Who's the website for? What are you doing for them? And we started brainstorming ideas to help him solve the challenge he was facing. You see, he was a techie who was too close to his product and not thinking like the customer he was trying to reach. So why am I telling you this? Not because I want you to think I'm some marketing genius, because I am definitely not that. I was just a fresh set of eyes that helped him see the problem in a new light, kind of shifting his perspective to get out of his own world. And sometimes that's all you need. You don't need an expert, you just need a fresh perspective. The second story is about a lady I've never met. You see, some time ago I'd had breakfast with a woman and helped her think about her career. This woman referred me to her friend with the recommendation that I might be able to help her decide what to do with her career as well. Well, this woman had outgrown her current job and she knew it. She was already out there trying to find a new job outside her current company. But she'd never been out in the community, didn't have a network at all, and was simply just applying to online job postings. Pretty painful, right? And the results she was having were not so good, as you can imagine. You see, in the many years she'd been working, she never interviewed, never kept up with what was happening in the community, and practically never even spoke to anyone outside her company. So not only is she trying to find a job the hard way, she's also having to build all those new muscles around communicating and presenting herself in the best possible light. And I see people do this all the time. I call it imploding in your job, where you go to work and you go home and you don't do much of anything else. The first time you start talking to people is when you need a job, and guess what? That's too late. I often hear about jobs long before they're posted online, and that's because I'm out in the community talking to people, and I hear about the changes that they're planning. So who do you think has a better chance of landing a new role? And that brings me to my third and my last story. My partner and I had started a mentoring program for women in tech a while back. And this program grew to the point where we established a board and we decided we really needed to revisit the value prop and our mission for the program. You know, what was it that the women in our community, who we called our tribe, what was it that they really needed and how could we serve them? So we gathered up a ton of feedback and we had a pretty good idea of what that looked like. But the hard part was figuring out how to communicate all that in a way that would be clear and compelling. I mean, have you ever tried to create a meaningful mission statement? Well, go back to my previous statement about not being a marketing expert, and this was even harder. But here's what happened. We had someone that we knew raise her hand. She was someone who was extremely talented at holding what she called messaging workshops. We spent 1 hour with her and her team and made more progress in that 1 hour than we'd had all year. So all of these stories are just to show you how much stronger you can be by surrounding yourself with other people that support you. Every one of us has our own unique genius, and none of us are good at everything. The most powerful ideas come from diversity, not just cultural diversity, but diversity of thought, talent, and experiences. Find ways to bring people together and see what happens. So take time now to plan one thing you can do this week to develop and cultivate your network. Whether it's going to an event, reaching out to someone you want to meet, sharing some useful information with people you're already connected to, or simply asking someone for help. Just think how much you can accomplish if you do just one thing every week.